singing tonight. Yeah, this is for Brother Joel tonight. I'm going to preach on boats, ropes, and you need to be watching your children. Amen. I told you I'd do it for you, Joel. All right, I appreciate the opportunity to preach. We definitely, again, don't want to redo what Brother Joel's done, but boy, keep Brother Terry and the family. Brother David, I was over there yesterday, and he's just exhausted. Miss Nancy's exhausted. It's pretty tough. So definitely keep it and do what we can do. So be with the pastor and Miss Anderson and all the people that are coming back. I know Sam's on his way. Definitely we miss them. But just for a little while tonight, let's stand. If you got your Bibles, turn to Galatians chapter 6. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You could preach right there. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that you may glory in your flesh. You getting all this? But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them in mercy and upon the Israel of God. For from henceforth, this is what old Paul said, I like this, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Brother Ron, open us up in a word of prayer. Yes. Just for a little while, I'm going to preach on don't be deceiving yourselves, amen. Starting verse number one, it says, brethren. I like that. He's talking to the brethren. Yes, sir. If a man be overtaken in a fault, and you know, he could have said a sin, but he said a fault. Ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. I'm going to tell you what right now, and just so no one's thinking nothing's going on, I'm not covering for somebody, everything's good, but this needs to be preached on. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, may I remind you that we as Christians, I've seen it for 40 years now, that we are the only ones that kill our wounded, amen. I'll tell you what, we act in such a way that we've arrived, that we know it all, that we don't sin, but I'll tell you what, we're quick to point out here in the church of God if somebody is overtaken in a fault, amen, or a sin. Now, I am not talking about rank sin tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, there's some things that has to be dealt with and dealt with accordingly. But we are talking about each and every one of us and these children growing up, even though we teach them to be perfect as perfect can be, they are going to sin and they're going to have some faults and they're going to have some failures, amen. Doesn't mean that we cannot deal with that, but just remember God's got an order and a place that we ought to be applying to those things. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. I'm going to tell you what tonight, if you're spiritual, you know how to take care of business to where we are not killing our younger folks, faults and younger children, our young Christians, or even people that are old in the faith. There is such a way that we can take care of business that we restore those people, amen. Such as one in the spirit of meekness. I'll tell you what, each and every one of us needs to have a study on meekness, amen. It would make us better people. Considering thyself, when's the last time that you've made a decision on somebody else, but before you did, you considered yourself, amen. Lest thou also be tempted. I'm going to tell you what, I was one of those ones at one time that thought if you did not do exactly what I done, I preached in the jails, I preached on the street, we fed the homeless, we fed the hungry, our women dare not wear pants, covered up, being modest, and if you went contrary, one iota, I thought you were going to hell, amen. It's just not right. Now I'm here to tell you, all those things are important. Modesty is important. What you hear, what you talk, how you walk, how you talk does matter in your Christian life. But I'll tell you what, not any of us has arrived tonight. Bear ye one another's burdens. And may I remind you, when it says restore, it didn't say spit on, talk about, knife in the back, ridicule. It says restore. Bear ye one another's burdens. If we see a brother or sister in need, now this gets real fuzzy here, because you'll get yourself in a bind to where you'll get in somebody else's business. But you can tell when a brother and sister is struggling, amen, and then it's time for us to take out of our busy schedule and try to help that brother or sister in need, amen. There is a time for that. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. I've said it many times, many years, that most of us think that we've arrived, we're the cat's meow, God's going to ask us about the next thing he does. Before he does it, he's going to make sure that we are going to give him the okay. And may I remind you tonight, he's not going to ask you anything. If anything, he's going to be telling you and showing you, amen, And if you were spiritual, like we're talking about, you would realize that we fall way short. You compare yourself with this book right here. Now, I know it's easy, especially in a Baptist church, to compare yourself to everybody else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at Brother Joe. Look at Ron. Look at Mark. Look at Joe. I'm just a notch above that, amen. But I'm going to tell you what, right now, that ain't Christianity. That's not Christianity. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, that's being a jackass. And it ought not be that way. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We are in this church together. We're to love one another. We're to be there. We're to bear one another's burdens. And I'm going to tell you what, it does matter. And I can tell you right now that when you show people and your walk and your talk go together and you need help and you actually show that your mouth is not overloading itself and that you'll actually walk and help, it does matter. It does matter. It does matter. And you know what? You may not need someone right now, but one of these days, we're all going to need someone. One of these days. But I tell you what, isn't it something when the Bible goes ahead and just hits it, if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Don't be deceived tonight. Be humble lest you stumble. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. I'm going to tell you what, we can carry, we can care. We can carry their sorrow. We can carry their trouble. What we can't do is your responsibility with God. Listen, I can help you, Ron, but I can't help you with your responsibility with God. That's on you. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. Now here we go again. God's telling us, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. May I remind you tonight not to be deceived. And any time, then listen, I know we all do this. We soweth more to the flesh. Oh yes, you may not think you do, but you do. You sow more to the flesh than you do to the Spirit. And let me tell you something, and for some of that, now that's your job, that's eating, that's drinking, that's shopping, that's hunting, that's fishing, riding your four-wheeler, going camping, going boating, that's sowing to the flesh, and that's totally okay. But just remember that anything you sow to the flesh is going to burn, and it's going to rot, and it's going to decay, and it doesn't really mean a dime about God's business. But anything we do and we sow to the Spirit, it will not rot. It will not decay. And it does really matter, amen. It does really matter. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I said, don't be weary. Don't faint. Don't quit. Your time will come. You go ahead and stand. The Bible says when you've done all, you just stand. You do what you can do and God will take care of it in the end, okay? You'll get your reward one way or the other. Don't faint. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. That's the people that you're sitting right here with. You know, we're to do good to all men. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to it, I'm to make sure that I take care of you good people. And if you've got a problem, your first blessed. Amen. First, you see how large a letter I've written unto you with mine own hand? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh. Now listen to this. He's letting them know. There's many people, but buddy, in the flesh, they're trying to make a big to-do. Let people see me in what I do. I've arrived. Man, I'm telling you, you just don't know who I really am and how good I really am. You just don't know it. To make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Isn't that something? How we'll put our finger on somebody else? Oh, yeah. Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. I'll put my finger on you and tell you how to be a Christian, but I don't keep the law myself. But desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. May I remind you tonight to mind your own business? I promise you, each and every one of us has enough that we can correct in our own lives. That we'd be better off. Now look, it doesn't say you can't try to help your brethren, because that's what it definitely says. But I promise you, if we'd start at home and ourself first. I've often said, come and help me on my problems. I'll be glad to have that. But you better make sure before you do that, you got your ducks in a row. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure you got your ducks in a row. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Boy, you're a new creature and you're saved, that's what's going to matter. You know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're really saved. That's going to make the difference. You may grow faster than me, or I may grow faster than you, but we're all in this thing together. I'm going to tell you what, this is a great church. Nursing home ministry, street preaching, all of that goes hand in hand. I can't be in Mexico or Italy, but when I give my tithes and my offerings above my tithes, we are just as much helping as if we were over there. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're all in this thing together. You do nothing out of this body that it doesn't edify the whole body, okay? And it's not just this church, it's God's church, amen. It's God's church. Just do right. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me. Paul was tired of it. He said, from then henceforth, no man trouble me anymore. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had been through it. He had bared it. There's certain people that tried to put their finger on him, but I tell you what, he went ahead and took care of business. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. What a great lesson tonight. It helped me. Because sometimes I get that same thing. Look at me. And when I look at myself real close, I start saying, oh me. Oh my. Lord, help me to do right. Amen. We're in this thing together. Pray for one another. Love one another. We've got enough going on right now that we've got some extra time that I'll tell you what, these families are going to need a little extra help. Brother Eddie, be praying for Brother Eddie. There's things that can be done besides ourselves. Let's all stand. Brother Joe, dismiss us.